Hello, this is Space Kate, and I am in Paris for Space Up Paris. But before that all kicks off tomorrow, we've had a very exciting event here at CNES, at the CNES ESA building here in Paris, at the Launch Directorate, learning all about the Ariane 6. And that's correct, the Ariane 6 rocket, not Ariane 5. And I've just, as usual, kidnapped somebody from the room, one of the special people here, one of the experts. Come and tell us a bit about it. If you'd just like to introduce yourself.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm Christian Canard. I'm a Belgian. I work at CNES, Sub-Directorate Ground Segment. And I'm in charge of the ground segment for Ariane 6.
So, in case people don't know what Ariane is, I mean, people know about Shuttle. People know about the Soyuz, which takes the astronauts to space. Some people know about that. What is Ariane?
Ariane, for the moment, is the most powerful launcher for commercial satellites. We are able to put in orbit more than 10 tons of payload. And we have a long success, more than 10 years without failure, and more than 50 launches that were great successes.
Now, I'm assuming that you don't actually launch these things from Paris. Mm-hmm. Where is your launch site?
Our launch site is, in fact, the European launch site in French Guiana at Kourou.
Okay, so a little bit distant from here, and you're in charge of the ground segment of things. That means you've been doing quite a lot of flying backwards and forwards, I imagine?
Yes. First of all, I think I would have to explain what is the ground segment. In fact, the ground segment, you may imagine that a launcher flies 40 minutes, but before that, it is integrated, checked, operated, do it 40 days. So there are a lot of operation, a lot of activities at the ground level. So what is the ground segment? It's all that is made at the ground level, especially in French Guiana, and also all the tracking stations all over the world.
And when you were talking to us earlier, you were talking of this idea of the rocket being born. Do you want to explain that metaphor?
It's much more than a metaphor. It's my way of explaining our jobs. In fact, up to the launch, a few seconds before the launcher is not alive. In fact, he's completely inside the ground segment. He's fed by the ground segment, he's controlled, monitored by the ground segment. And finally, at the end, it's like a delivery. And a lot of words that we use to call, to denominate some stuffs are in the same way. We speak about aborted launch, if we have a problem. We speak about umbilicals, where the baby is fed by the mom, and so on and so on. And what people don't see, they are always looking at the baby, but never at the mom. And we are the mom, and this mom launch six baby per year.
That's quite a lot of work for one mum. So let's have a look. We're sitting actually here in the reception area, and I can see some model rockets over there. This small baby, that's Vega.
Yeah.
And that's, tell me a little bit about the difference between Vega, which looks very small, compared to on the left there we have an Ariane 5, which is kind of a monster of a rocket, really. Mm-hmm. And if you could just tell me a bit about those, and then say, why do we need Ariane 6?
A lot of questions in one question. In fact, there are multiple customers, multiple purpose, and all the satellites have not the same orbit, not the same masses. And in fact, you have to optimize a launcher for a kind of mission. So it's very important to us, and for Arianespace, which is in charge of the commercialization of our launchers, it's important to have a lot of different launchers in order to fill a lot of different missions. So this is why Vega was interesting, because Vega is in a new business for Arianespace, in fact. And the Soyuz launcher is in between. So you have a larger gamut of possibilities. So why Ariane 6? It's another problem. In fact, the launcher industry, it's a very expensive industry. And at certain moment, you have market conditions when you develop and design a launcher, and you imagine what will be the market condition in 20 or 30 years. And of course, at a certain moment, even if you have a lot of success, if you have the best company in the world, we have more than 50% of all the satellites. But anyway, it is too expensive. And we have to be subsidized by the European states in order to reach our goals and to make improvements. It is very expensive. And with time, Ariane 5, even if it is a very powerful and reliable launcher, it is too expensive. And we need to have a new launcher adapted to evolutions of the markets. And what we see as evolutions of the market in 10 years, we will see that Ariane 5 is not adapted to this kind of market. So we have to build a new launcher, definitely.
But then SpaceX, you know, they have their Falcon 9, the Falcon Heavy. Could we not just be using those? What? How can you compete with them?
I think that for the moment, at least, they don't have the same quality of service. The quality of service, it's in fact, with Arianespace, we offer to the customer, let's say, the top level of quality. If they want something, they have something. If they want to have an information, we give all the information. If they want to be at 36,000 kilometers away from the Earth with 1 meter of error, they will have that. Okay? So this has also a cost. But a lot of customers are prepared and willing to pay this cost for this quality of service.
Mm-hmm. I suppose if you spent that much money building a satellite, you yes. want to make sure it gets to the right place safely.
This is why I started my speech by speaking about our track record. We are the only ones who have, during 10 years, have only successes and no failure. All our concurrents have had failures in the past and from time to time. For instance, the Russians are very cheap, but they have a lot of problems for the moment. We are not happy for them because we know what is that business. This is very complicated. But this is a fact that we don't have failures and others have not that track record, let's say. So it is very important for the client to know that and to appreciate that. Okay, and moreover, a launch is never something that is always the same. You do not produce launcher like you produce car. And every customer has its own needs. And concurrents, they only say, it's like this, and you have to adapt yourself to us. And we adapt ourselves to them. So it is also a reason why we speak about high quality of service.
Now, I know that there was a recent meeting, the ESA Ministerial Council, which happened just in November last year, 2012. And Ariane was one of the things that was being talked about. And as I understood it, there were two different things on the table. Do we need a whole new rocket, or shall we just try to evolve the current rocket, the Ariane 5? What was the conclusion to that question? It seems like you're going ahead with the Ariane 6, so I assume this is good news for you? Or?
In fact, there was no definitive decision at that council. So for the moment, we have started the Ariane 6 program, and the Ariane 5 evolution program is still ongoing. And in 1 year and a half at the next Ministerial Council, we need to decide if we go up with an Ariane 5 evolution, and then we will probably speed down Ariane 6 for some years, or if we continue on Ariane 6. The problem is the market. If we want to be adapted to the market, we need to urge on Ariane 6. Mm-hmm. But it's depending on the a lot of different visions that are not always having the same hypothesis. And there are also a lot of industrial and societal concerns. Of course, if you stop an activity like the Ariane 5 production, a lot of countries will say, yes, stop. If we stop that, we lose how many jobs? Because if we want to make an Ariane 6 let's say, half the price of Ariane 5. In fact, it's half of the people somewhere. So it's not only a problem of technique, it's also a problem of policies. European countries must agree together on what is the best for them and so on. And there's also problems of technical knowledge. If we do not make any evolution, we lose our knowledge and our ability to continue to produce this high level of technical stuff. See what I mean? So we have also to always think that to be able today to manage cryogenic motors, for instance, it is 40 or 50 years of knowledge. And if we stop this during 20 years, we lose everything. Mm-hmm. And we have to come back at the early stage of the development we made after the Second War.
I mean, that's one of the problems people have been talking about with the end of the shuttle program, is you're losing a whole swathe of people, and goodness knows how much knowledge there. So let's say that everything goes swimmingly at the next ministerial council, and they decide, yes, the Ariane 6 is going to go ahead. When do you think we might see a real Ariane 6?
21. In 2021, normally, this is the target. This is the target. And even some people say we should be prepared before, because the market is there, and we have to be... you have to decide everything much faster. But in fact, a design of a launcher is something that cannot be easily decided. There are a lot of variability, but also a lot, once again, a lot of economical concerns. Who will do this part? Who will do this part? It's also the problems we may face inside the European Union, finally. Everyone pay and everyone wants to take back something. So it's not that easy. You were speaking about SpaceX. What is easy to them is that they do everything. They have no interference from the politics. They have no interference of some kind of industry pushing the politics to do something and not on other things and so on. So there's no lobbying and too. So to be, it will be a challenge to be ready in 21. But we hope so.
I shall wish you good luck on that. I've got one very final question. We keep hearing more and more now about the problem of space debris. And I know that there are some rules in place to try and, you know, the countries now have to, when they launch something, they have got some things that they have to do to ensure they're not leaving bits of space debris around. Would that all be planned into the Ariane 6 to reduce the amount of waste that we leave in space?
Yes, this is much more than that. In fact, the French state has written a special regulation for space operation. And since all the European launchers are launched from French Guiana, this law is applicable to the European launcher. And this law states that there must be no dangerous debris on space. Okay. So we lose a certain amount of performance in order to put back the launcher elements to Earth once the mission is finished. Normally, you have enough propellant to do the mission. And then after, the stages of the launcher stay in orbit. But we have decided to lose a part of the performance in order to drive back the launcher and to burn it into the atmosphere.
No plans to use those bits? Seems like a waste just to see them burn up. Could you not bring them back to Earth and reuse them to save some money?
To bring back to Earth, we think it is possible. To save money, we think it's not possible, in fact. Because you have to remanufacture all the what you take back, and finally what you have back, it's not the more expensive parts of the launcher. And all the manufacturing all around, it's very expensive also, You are also working, for instance, if you take the solid propellant booster, this is a very dangerous stuff inside. And finally, it will be very expensive to reuse it. And this is our assumption, but there is also the experience of the shuttle, where they reuse it, but it was a very it was a nightmare, in fact. So we have studied for some kind of motors, possibly a possibility to reuse it. So you have to imagine that a stage of the launcher is like a plane, and it comes back to ground. So perhaps it was possible, but it was always linked to liquid propulsion. And liquid propulsion is also very impacting the environment. Mm-hmm. Not the cryogenic ones, but the liquid ones with kerosene and so on. It's not very good for the environment. With cryogenic, it's quite good because hydrogen and oxygen, it makes water. So, and it was very difficult to imagine cryogenic stage like planes that could come back to Earth. It's, even without that, it's complicated. So, but I'm not an expert in that domain because I'm from the ground segment. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we have our boxes a lot of projects like that. But anyway, finally, if we consider the goal of Ariane 6, it's to be to have a high quality of service, being cheaper than today. We need to have a simple and robust solution, and the simplest robust solution is to have the solid propellant motor. This is something that we are very strong in this domain, and we imagine to produce a lot of motors that are exactly the same, and depending on the needed performance, you have one motor more or less. And the upper stage is still a jewel. It's a cryogenic stage, of course. And this is enough.
So we'll leave the reusable bits for Ariane 7.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.